All right, to my view, 2020 seemed to be the year in which multiple small fires that have been smoldering somehow all came together into one massive blaze. We saw social issues such as racism and cancel culture collide with political corruption and the ever-widening chasm between left and right-wing ideologies. These issues were set against a backdrop of the physical disasters, such as the wildfires in Australia and California, hurricanes so numerous that it was only the second time in history that the official alphabet was completely used up. And of course, COVID-19, which was clearly the most significant event that has affected everyone last year. The ever-increasing reliance by social, mainstream, and fringe media outlets on advertising revenue meant that generally only the most divisive viewpoints, whether it be left-wing or right-wing, depending upon the media company, were pushed to our computers and our phones and our tablets by complex algorithms that are designed to elicit emotional responses. And this seemed to pour gasoline on already a hot fire. This fire continues to burn hot into 2021. The events continue to unfold and are naturally sources of uncertainty, frustration, anger, sadness, or hopelessness for so many people. And I think you could add a whole bunch more adjectives. We still see ideological clashes over freedom. We see political corruption. We see the right frustrated with the left, and the left frustrated with the right. We see people and organizations defying law on both sides of the political spectrum. We see people without work, businesses closing, seriously mounting debt. At the same time, we see large tech companies with soaring profits. We see celebrities vacationing as they please, and probably a few politicians too. We see uncertainty around the effectiveness and supply of vaccine. We see eroding mental health and increasing loneliness. And maybe for the first time in a long time, people are starting to look at the apocalyptic end-time scriptures in the Bible and are wondering if maybe this is what we are seeing now. And the idea that there must be a reason for everything that happens and that it all works out for the best has never rang more hollow to someone who lost their loved one to COVID or lost their entire home to fire or lost their small business despite them taking every possible health precaution. So how do we view what is happening? What do we say to the frustrated, the angry, the cynical, the lonely, the unemployed? What do we say to ourselves? What can we possibly say that isn't hollow or misleading? We know that as Christians, we do ground our faith in the knowledge of the resurrection and God's kingdom. But purely a faith in the future, without addressing the present, can sound a bit escapist at a time like this. Some of the great philosophers and philosophies thought in this way while they rejected the ideas of divine angry gods of the ancient world. The Stoics basically said, everything is programmed to turn out the way it does. You can't change it, just learn to fit in. The Epicureans said, everything is random. You can't do anything about it. Make yourself as comfortable as you can. The Platonists say the present life is just a shadow of reality. Bad things happen here, but we're destined for a different world. And quite frankly, we have some modern equivalents. Some just want to tough it out. If the bullet's got my name on it, so be it. Or, death isn't the worst that can happen. We're headed somewhere else anyway. Or, stuff happens. Sometimes the other S word is used. In the meantime, scrabble for comfort. Post funny videos online, escape to an exotic island, gorge yourself on Netflix, and please don't inconvenience us by shutting down the churches or the skating rinks or the golf clubs. Today, I'd like to look at disaster, uncertainty, frustration, and injustice through the eyes of ancient Israel and then compare it with the way Jesus of Nazareth saw it. And I know this is a really, really big topic and essentially core to the entire Bible narrative, So I'm really only going to pick out a few examples that came to my mind as I was thinking about this.